The Gemara tells us in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Tzalik, Hey Amir Aleph, that the Rebbeinu Shalom once came to David HaMelech with a tviya, and he said, Al Yodcha Nerga Noiv Ir HaKoinim. Because of you, Noiv Ir HaKoinim was destroyed, everyone was killed. Val Yodcha Nitra Doyega Adoimi, because of you, Doyega Adoimi lost his Chelek La'ilam Abba. Val Yodcha Nergu Shaul Ishleish Banav. And because of you, Shaul and his three sons were killed. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom is telling David HaMelech that because you caused the entire story to unfold, because you asked for help from the city of Kohanim, from Noiv Ir HaKohanim, and because of that, Shaul HaMelech thought they were helping you be Meirid B'Malchus, and therefore they had the status of a Meirid B'Malchus, and that's why he killed them out. You are held responsible. You are held culpable. And also, because Doyed Adoimi said Lashon Hara about you to Shaul HaMelech by saying that you are acting like a king and you are asking the Urim HaTumim. And because of this story, you caused Doyed to lose his portion of the Mabo. And because of you, Shaul and his three sons got killed in war as a result of the story of Noiv Ir HaKoinim. So it was all your fault. All three things. The fact that they got killed, the Noiv Ir HaKoinim, the fact that Doyeg HaDoimi, as a result of the story, lost his Chelem Kolonim Mabo, and the fact that Shaul and his three sons got killed in war, again, as a result of the story of Noiv Ir HaKoinim. In other words, what happened was that David HaMelech came to ask, as he was running away from Shaul, he came to ask Achimelech, from Noiv Ir HaKoinim, for help, for some food, something to drink, and he didn't notify him that he was a fugitive from Shaul HaMelech, and he made the request as a means of sustaining the Melech. He made the request as a bakosha to help the Melech, and they thought they were helping the Melech. They didn't realize that he was a fugitive of Shaul HaMelech. And Lamaisa, word got to Shaul HaMelech that this occurred, and he thought that they were being murdered by Malchus, and therefore Shaul HaMelech killed out the entire city of Kohanim because he thought they were being murdered by Malchus. And we find in this Gemara that David is held responsible. And the Gemara tells us that Rebbeinu Shlom told David, you have a choice. Either I will kill you, either you die as a result, or your children will lose their chelek. Your children will get nenash. What is your choice? You or your children? And first he chooses himself. At first he chooses himself and he says that, you know, punish me, kill me, but don't take it out on my kids. And Lamaisa, as the story goes, says the Gemara, Yishbi, the brother of Golias, ended up capturing David HaMelech, and he was about to kill him, and Imamish had him by the ropes, and Alpines Avishai ben Tsruya, who was one of the main generals in the army of David HaMelech, and as well was his nephew, saw that somehow David HaMelech was in trouble. There was a kesem of dam in the shower that he was taking, according to one girsa. According to another girsa, some dove came, some yoina came, and made some sign that there was a tsar taking place for the Melech Yisrael. And he realized that David HaMelech was in trouble. The Kitzer, he takes the mule of David HaMelech and he runs after him. He had Kvitzas HaDerech. There was a nace that he got there in time. And he ended up saving David's life as he was about to be killed. And he was thrown up in the air for him to land on the sword. Avishai said the Shema Mefayrish, and he caused David to stay still in midair, and that saved his life. And eventually, they both renege on the deal. They decide to be mispalled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to change the Gzeira and instead take it out on the Zera of David rather than on David himself. That's the Gemara in the Sechah Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Hei, Omid Aleph. There's a very interesting machlekes in the Paiskim, the Mefarshim, that emanates from this Gemara. And the question is as follows. If someone sends someone else on a mission, you send someone on a shlichus, and somehow the shliach encounters a tremendous ordeal on the trip, and he gets killed. Somehow, list the mezuyin, somehow robbers come and attack him while he's on the trip, or some other sakana befalls him on the trip. Is the mishaleach held responsible? Does he have to do tshuva for this episode, for this story? Where you sent someone on a mission that got him killed, are you held responsible? Zogt Mari Vail in Tshuvas and Simon Kuf Chav Hei, you see that the mishaleach does in fact need to do tshuva. Because even though David HaMelech wasn't really responsible, he didn't cause the Hariga of Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, he didn't cause the Hariga of Shaul and his three sons, he didn't cause Doeg to lose his portion Laila Mabo. Nevertheless, since Al Yodoi Vitakola happened, Lamaisa, all of these terrible calamities occurred as a result of his behavior, as a result of his actions. So even though he wasn't directly responsible, nevertheless, he needed a kapara. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu came with the tefiyah to David HaMelech on Noiv Ir HaKoyanim, on Shaul Shalosha Bonov, and on Doeg HaDoimi. So you see that if you send someone on a mission and he gets killed on the road, nevertheless, even though the mishaleach didn't contribute to the terrible calamity that happened, nevertheless, he has to be mekabel on himself, yisurin lekaporo. He has to have some type of kaporo because he is somewhat responsible because he put the shliach in harm's way. He put the shliach in harm's way, and for that, he needs to do tshuva. And that's what you see from this Gemara. As I zok the Mari Vail in tshuva, simin kuf chofei. And as I zok the Be'er Sheva as well, that over here, you see a makor for the halacha, that the mishaleach needs tshuva, even though the oinus that happened had nothing to do with him. Nevertheless, since you put the person in harm's way, you have to do tshuva. Now, the truth is that there's a Maharam in the tshuva, Maharam Elubim, in Simon Mem Dalid, who qualifies this Yisoid. And he says that this is only true if you sent the person on a mission and he gets killed without his own Maisa. He didn't do a Maisa that contributed to his Misa. He just got killed. In that case, in fact, the Mishaleach has to have a Kaporo. However, if the Shliach did a Maisa that caused his Misa, he caused his own Misa by doing some type of Maisa, even though it wasn't a negligent Maisa, but if LaMaisa, his action is what caused the Misa to occur, the Mishaleach is off the hook. The Mishaleach then does not need a Kaporo. So that's the opinion of the Mari Vail and the Be'er Sheva, that the Mishaleach does need a Kaporo, and the Mekor is from David HaMelech. And the Maram qualifies it by saying that that's only if the Shaleach didn't do a Misa on his own, which caused the Misa to occur. However, the Tshuvas Tzemach Tzedek disagrees. This is the Kadmon Tzedek Tzedek in Simen Vov, who disagrees with the Shita of the Mari Vail, and he says that Avada, if you send someone on a mission, you put someone in harm's way and he gets killed, you are not held responsible. You didn't contribute to his Misa, and Avada, you don't have to have Tshuva, you don't have to have a Kaporo. I, Zogt Tzemach, what happened to the Raya of the Mari Vail? Zogt the Tzemach Tzedek, that's not a raya. David HaMelech, in fact, was responsible for the death of Noiv Ir HaKoyanim. Why? Because he asked for food. He asked for something to eat, to drink from Achimelech. And he gave off the impression that he's the king. He said that this is for the Malchus, this is for the Melech. And he put Achimelech and Noiv Ir HaKoyanim in harm's way by making Ke'ilu, this was B'Shem the Malchus, and really, he was a fugitive from David, and as a result, Doeg HaDoimi lost his portion of Leilam Abo, Noiv Ir HaKoyanim got killed, and Shaul and his three sons got killed. It's because they thought that Achimelech was being murdered in Malchus, and they thought that this was part of a plan to try to usurp the Malchus of Shaul HaMelech. And that's why, specifically in this case, David was held responsible, and the Rebbein Shalom said that either he or his descendants are going to have to pay the price. However, Zok the Tzemach Tzedek, if it wouldn't have been his direct fault, then Avada, even though some sakana appears that all of a sudden takes the life of a shliach, the mshalech, would not be held responsible. David would not be held responsible for anything that would have occurred. That's the shita of the Tzemach says. So it turns out that it's a machlekes, and the basis of the machlekes is whether we have a makor from this gemara regarding David HaMelech, that a mshalech is held responsible if he put someone in harm's way, and the person who was on a mission for him got killed by some type of oynes during his shlichus.